This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You want to buy a car? Most times you hustle down to the local dealer, you do some distasteful but perfunctory haggling for a while, and you buy yourself a car. Should you be in the market for something more upscale, say one of those fancy new Teslas, you're out of luck. Tesla wants to sell its electric cars to you directly, not through a dealership like Ford or GM. That, though, is not going over well in a whole lot of states, which set the rules for who gets to sell what, where, and to whom. Thing is, businesses of all kinds have cut out middlemen, yet car dealers haven't gone anywhere. Marketplace's Mark Garrison digs into the how come.
When car dealers talk about themselves, they always say something like this.
In our state, we have over 87,000 employees.
And they never leave out this.
Motor vehicle sales tax.
That's Bill Walters, who runs the Texas Automobile Dealers Association. He wasn't really talking to me or you. He's aiming for political leaders elected to protect jobs and revenue. Car dealers provide both, which is why state politicians love them. But politics isn't the whole story, which goes back to the first cars, unreliable smoke-belching contraptions.
Cars in the good old days needed a lot of tender care.
That's University of Michigan professor Francine LaFontaine. Remember, dealers sell cars and fix them, too. Franchises gave Detroit some quality control over repair service. Over the years, dealers felt they needed more leverage. It started when car makers made dealerships upgrade repair technology. Edmunds senior editor Bill Visnick says that's when dealers started pushing for laws to tilt the playing field.
We have to have some guarantee on our side that we're not subject to the whims of the manufacturer if they would decide to cancel our franchise contract.
In the 70s, states passed strong laws protecting dealerships so car makers couldn't go around them. Online ventures and automakers, large and small, have all tried and failed since. Tesla has a tough fight ahead. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.